It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. Oh my gosh. So it's going to be a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and it's called mom guilt. Oh my gosh. Mom guilt. It's something I think all of us deal with, and it's awful because we shouldn't have to feel guilty because at the end of the day, we love our kids and we would do anything for them. Am I right? So what makes us feel guilty? A lot of times it's not spending enough time with our kids. It's not meeting their emotional needs, taking time away for self-care, like, you know, us going to the gym, us going to have fun with our friends, getting our nails done, our hair done, whatever the case may be. Another common one is not playing enough with them or doing what other moms do or not feeding them enough healthy foods. And some moms feel guilty because they have to go back to work and they just feel that guilt that they're leaving their kids. And they have a lot on their plate. Working moms do, man, especially right after having a baby, because then you're dealing with, am I breastfeeding? Am I bottle feeding? And then, you know, every mom, especially brand new moms, they feel that deep burden to want to do the very, very best for their kids. And, you know, some moms really struggle with breastfeeding because they have to pump all day and then they get tired of it because it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work because you're stopping what you're doing. You got to find a private place for you to do it and then store the milk. And it's just a lot for a mom to deal with. So maybe after a couple of months, she gives up and then she feels guilty that her baby is not getting breast milk. Well, let me stop you right there and say, hey, you tried. And you did give your kid your baby breast milk for as long as you could. And high five to you. There's some moms that can't produce any milk at all. And I'm sure they feel guilty about that. But that's not your fault. It's just what your body did. And so the fact that you even care, give yourself some grace and take a deep breath that you even care. Something that I struggle with as far as mom guilt. Oh, my gosh. Like, I hate the morning sometimes. I hate losing my temper. That's like my biggest thing in the mornings, man. All you moms out there have made me feel so good. Because sometimes, you know what mom guilt is? You feel like you're the only one who's just done something awful to your kids. And then you feel like, oh, you're kind of comparing yourself because you're like, oh, I'm sure my friend Sally doesn't do that. I'm sure she doesn't do that. I'm sure I'm the only mom that yells at her kids in the morning to get ready and loses their temper and is so ugly. And so you start comparing yourself and you start saying, oh, I'm probably the only mom and my poor kids. And how could I have done this to my children? And that comparison game does not help with the mom guilt at all. Am I right? Oh my gosh. So I love talking to other moms because they make me feel so much better about myself. Oh my gosh. They're like, oh my, we do that too. I do that too. You are not alone. You are not a bad mom. That helps me so much when I just hear that acknowledgement that I am not a bad mom from the other moms when I have the mom guilt. Oh my gosh. I had bad mom guilt one day. I was hosting a pool party at my house and I had all these kids over naturally and I had the moms over and my kids were in the pool and I did put sunscreen on them. And but as the hostess, you get kind of caught up and everyone needs something and you got to provide everything for the people. And then I felt so bad. I did not reapply the sunscreen to my kids. Oh my gosh, the guilt that came over me. Now their little cheeks were so, so red, so red. And I have redheaded kids, so they're very, very skinned. I just felt so guilty. I felt like I screwed up. I hurt them. Like I got my kids and they burned and it was on my watch. And oh, for like 2 or 3 days, the agony of looking at my kids with their burnt little faces. And I felt so bad, so, so bad. One thing that did help with the mom guilt on that is with my Young Living, I have this like after sun care. And I put it on, it's a spray, and I put it on their face. And that, honestly, that did help with some of the mom guilt, because at first I'd look at them like, oh, my babies, I did this to you. I wasn't paying attention, and I was dealing with other people and their kids, and my kids are more important than other people and kids. I should have stopped in 5 minutes and put sunscreen on them. And then when I could grab that tool to help them feel better, that did help with my mom guilt. I did like that I had something there that I could give to my kids to help heal their skin, because the essential oils are so good for their skin. It has some lavender and some aloe vera. And I love that God gave us so much awesome plants to help for our benefit, whether it's our immune system, our emotional support, just making the air better, like your stomach. Like, I just love, like, you know, because of the essential oils, for my story anyways, it helped me have my son. I was able to get pregnant with him. And I'm not saying it's going to help everyone with infertility issues, but it did help me. And I'm so grateful for my Young Living oil so much. So grateful for it, because it has helped me in many, many ways. So I grabbed that and I put that on their face. And I didn't give them a ton of water. And I did feel bad about that. And my sister, she was so kind to me. And she was like, Amber, you did the best you could. It's not like you never put sunscreen on them. You did, but you were very busy being a hostess. And tears are coming down my face because of the kind words that she was giving to me, because I just felt like I let my kids down. And when you feel like you let your kids down, these children that you cherish so much, it goes straight to the heart. And I want to encourage you today, ladies, that we shouldn't live in that mom guilt. We only have mom guilt because there's these kids entrusted to us that we love more than life itself. We would do anything for them, even on the days that they drive us crazy, and we have to put ourselves in time out because they're fighting, they're not getting along, they're having attitudes, whatever the case is. Oh, I have those days too. And I love talking to other moms because it gives me, and it lets me know I'm normal and my kids are going to be just fine. They're going to turn out just fine. Because that comparison thing, thinking that Sally is doing it so much better than you, is not true. She's struggling with the same things you do. She struggles getting her kids ready for school. And all you mamas out there that have a full-time job, my hat is off to you, because I go to my networking event at Wednesday morning. It starts at 7, and before care doesn't start till 7 o'clock. So I'm always going to be late to my meeting, which sucks, but that's just what it is. And so I have to get my kids up early, and the stress of having to make it to an appointment. So my job, right? And it's once a week that I have this appointment that I have to make. But that is so stressful to get yourself ready, get the kids' lunches packed and their snacks and their water bottles and your kids fed of some kind of meal, like something, and getting your kids out of bed early. And I don't want to, I'm tired, and they lag around. And mama, high five to you. High five for doing that every day. Because most of the time, it's the moms getting them ready for school, especially if you're a single mom. But even if you're not a single mom and you're still a working mom, it's usually you that are doing it. And like, sometimes I see the dads in the drop-off, but most of the drop-off's moms. So I know that moms do most of it. And I talk to moms, so I know moms do most of it. And high five for you, because that's added stress that, you know, your dad, the dad, your husband isn't having to deal with it. You're doing that for your family. So I know that's hard. And so then it's so easy to lose your temper or whatever the case may be. So high five for you. And if you're dealing with mom guilt because you're a single mom and you have to work and you feel you're already having your kids gone all day, and then you want to go out with a girlfriend, or you need self-care, or you want to go on a date, don't feel guilty about that. You need a chance to rejuvenate yourself. You cannot be good to your kids. You cannot be at your best if you never take 5 minutes for self-care. It just is impossible. For you to be your best you can be, and to be the best mom you can be, you need to have a chance to decompress And go have some fun in your life. Get your nails done. Feel good about yourself. Get your hair done. Get a massage. Go out with your girlfriends. You need that for you. If you never self-recharge, life is just going to keep throwing stuff at you, and it doesn't stop. I mean, the stress of being a mom and keeping a household going is crazy. Like, I was just talking to my sister and my friend about the same thing. I think a lot of men think, especially stay-at-home moms, what they're going to do all day is watch TV. That's just not the case. There is no, let's just watch TV. You have a newborn that needs to be fed and changed all the time. Then you have a house to clean, and you have lunch and dinner to make and laundry to do, because they're spitting up all the time with your newborn. And then it just progresses as toddlers. You know, they're getting messy all the time, and they still need breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so do you, and so does your husband. And so every couple hours, you're in that darn kitchen. And then when it comes to toddler time, my goodness, you spend every 15 to 20 minutes in that dang bathroom, and your whole day is gone, and you didn't watch one single stinking show, and your house is a mess because your toddler just destroyed it in between you trying to make meals and the bathroom and all the mess, you know, all the potty things that they do, and your messy pans that you have to clean up, and like, oh, and then you have to go pick up the other kid from school. Goodness gracious. There is no time. And then on top of it, you're paying the bills and getting the groceries and you're doing all the things. And so there was no time for you to sit for 5 minutes and watch a show. It just does not happen. It's not reality. It's just not reality. I chuckle because, like, my husband had my son and he was watching him, and he was just like, he was just a booger. He was not well behaved today. I'm like, and then he was telling me everything he did. I'm like, oh, that's him normal. That's just a normal toddler boy that I am disciplining on a regular basis to make sure he does the right thing. Like, he likes to throw things. You don't throw things in the house. You don't throw things when you're out and about. You don't antagonize your sister. You know, it's just like those kind of things. It's just totally normal stuff. But he just doesn't realize it because he's working all the time. And so I love when he gets a little glimpse of the daily life of being a parent. Like, he's a good dad, don't get me wrong, but you know, when you are away and you're working, you don't realize the day-to-day and what it's like to have your kids day-to-day and the things they do day-to-day. Even though he's very involved with his kids, he works a lot, he's out of the home a lot. It's not anything bad against him, it's just what it is. And if you are the working mom, you totally get that, right? So don't feel guilty about taking some time for self-care. You have to be the best you, and you can only do that when you recharge your batteries. Now, again, if you're a really busy mom, and some moms feel super, super guilty about not having good balanced meals, maybe more often than they would like, they go through drive-through more than they would like, and the guilt of, I'm not feeding my kids well, goes through their brain. The fact that you even care what your kids eat says volumes about you as a mom. Let that leave your brain, and just maybe here's a suggestion, just do some little meal planning. I know it takes time out of your week, but in actuality, it kind of helps because your meals are already ready. So it's almost like your drive-through is gone, and it takes about 2 or 3 hours. I used to go to a place called Dream Kitchens and meal prep, and it would take me about 2 or 3 hours and have everything together in baggies. And sometimes I even did it at home years ago. And I should probably get back to it because it makes it so easy. You don't have to worry about what's for dinner. That dreaded question, what's for dinner? It's already done. And you can put it in your crock pot and have it cook for you in the morning. Or in some of the meals, it was like 30 minutes bake and you're done. That's super easy. And that's one less headache off your shoulders. And it's something you could do with your kids too. So if you are that working mom or that really busy mom that has the guilt of, I don't spend a lot of time with my kids, have quality time whenever you can get it, whether it's driving in the car or if it's meal prepping, bring them in with you. And, you know, they can help pour the measurements into the bowls or into the baggies or however you're doing it. So they feel a part of what you're doing, and you're doing it together as a family. And so you spend every second you can quality time with them so that they know you're present in their life, and you know that you're spending time with your children and you're getting rid of that guilt. Emotionally, you know, sometimes we don't feel like our emotional needs are getting met or we're meeting the emotional needs of our kids. But don't let that guilt overtake you, because if you even care that much, you are doing the right thing. You are doing the right thing. And, you know, in the Bible, it talks about the different gifts that we all have. And not all of us are the same in all of our gifting. And so Mary might do a great job at meal prepping. Maybe that is her gift of cooking. You know, maybe Mary just is great in organization and she's fantastic with that. But Mary may like fail in other ways or not do as well in other ways that maybe you're just really stellar at doing. So let's not compare ourselves, because God gives us each different gifts. And we find that in Romans 12, 6 through 8. It says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's to give, then give generously. If it's to lead, lead diligently, but do everything and show mercy and do it cheerfully. Another mom guilt people have is if they have to take their kids into work or into school and they have to work and the kids are sick. Oh my gosh. You know, nobody, there's not one single mom out there that really enjoys sending her kid to school sick. But sometimes it comes down to, I got a new job, I have no PTO. If I take this time off, that's taking money from the kids' table. I'm not going to pay a bill this month if I don't show up. And I know my kid will be watched, and I just have to do that. And it's and all day, I bet that mom is sitting there and her heart is wrenching, because she knows what it's like to go to work sick. And she knows what it's like to be a mom sick. And it doesn't stop, right? And so that mom guilt's there. And let me encourage you, okay? I love my essential oils. It has helped me so much. I feel like a better mom because of it. I really do. There's a lot of great immune-supporting essential oils out there. And with Young Living, there's the Thieves. There's the Ningxia Red. Oh, it's a supplement drink that's fantastic. I love the kids line, especially at night when you're all congested and you can't sleep well. I like to put a diffuser in my kids' room, and I know how it helps them because I can hear them breathe so much easier as they're sleeping. And then I know it's helped me too. When I get congested, I'll put maybe peppermint or the Raven in there or some lavender in there. And it just really helps me breathe at night. And so we have diffusers that last up to 10 hours. So your kids will be breathing in some great things that God gave us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us these plants. And so they can sleep well at night. And then you can put some stuff on them during the day, like during cold and flu season, have it on them every day when they leave the house, when they come back. It helps their bodies fight off whatever is attacking them. You bring it to you with your work and incorporate some of this goodness into your everyday. And you know what I love best about my oils is when I went to the doctor and I would have a checkup because my kid is sick, and they're like, oh, it's a virus, there's nothing you can do, and you have to wait it out and you feel awful because your kid is so miserable and there's nothing you can do about it. I love that now I can reach into my oil cabinet and put some stuff on my kid and help give their body the tools so their body does what it does best and heal itself. I love that I can do that. Now I feel empowered. And so that has helped with mom guilt for me. Like, I feel empowered that I have something I can give my kids when they're not feeling well, or protect them now so that they don't get sick down the road. And if that is something you want, all my the website will be in the show notes, or you can go to infooneoils.com and get yourself a kit. That's what I did. And it comes with a diffuser and a ton of different oils. And in the month of October, there's free shipping. So that's in the show notes. But also, I want to tell you that the Bible talks about there is no fear in love. 1 John, oh, I love this verse. 1 John 4 and 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love. So Jesus took upon all the punishment of sin that we'll ever have to deal with, and he is the perfect example of love. And we do not have to fear because we are fully loved by Jesus Christ. And so let us like cast our anxieties on Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. You know, if you are suffering and you feel like you're letting your kids down, I just encourage you today, just ask God, you know, bring it forth to the throne of God and say, God, this is where I feel like I am lacking with my children. Help me to feel adequate in these areas, or help bring a solution to whatever problem it is. And God will listen to you, and he is faithful and just, and he will listen to you, and he will love you, and he will help you in those situations. I sure hope this was an encouragement to you guys. Do not feel guilty. You love your kids so much more than anything on this earth, even on the hard days, even when they're just not listening and their attitudes galore and you feel frustrated, go for time out. It's okay to say, I am not the mom right now. I need 5 minutes. I'm going in time out because you're better for it. So I just want, that's just been a burden on my heart. I just want you to know you're doing the best job you possibly can. You really are. Would you do me a favor? Would you screenshot this episode and share it to your Instagram feed, your Instagram stories? Tag me in it, AZ Lady Z, Amber AZ Lady Z. That's my username on Instagram, AZ Lady Z. Tag me, and then I will share you on my stories. And this just gives a way for our moms to get out, like learn about this and learn about the show and just hopefully encourage them. And feel free to leave me a review on iTunes. That would be super awesome. Well, instead of thinking about just yourself, number one, think about somebody else, number two, because eventually number two will look out for you. Take care so much. Have a great day.